This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it's the Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians. Wow. You know, I was really, really excited about the Chicago Cubs making it to the World Series because, the Chicago Cubs because, you know, I wanted everything that happened in Back to the Future 2 to be true. And even though we're off by 1 year, that could pretty be cool. I know everyone's excited about the Cleveland Indians, and they really deserve their day in the sun. I am so proud of them. But seeing the Cubs win the World Series, it means the Back to the Future 2, you know, people were you know, not too far off. Though I know that movie was 30 years ago, but still. However, these tickets are expensive. They say on the resale market, tickets to the series opener on Tuesday at Cleveland's Progressive Field begin at $948 for standing room and run up to $7,700 behind the home plate. That's at Ticket IQ. Games 3, 4, and 5 at Wrigley Field in Chicago are even higher, with prices reaching up to $22,000. This is NewYorkDailyNews.com. They say that's for Fall Classic seats whose face value is a fraction of that. They say the Cubs have not been to a World Series since 1945. The Indians haven't won a series since 1948. I guess these prices are worse than Super Bowl prices. I mean, these are some pretty, pretty high price stuff, but it's very, very exciting. I'm a big football fan, and I want to apologize for not following baseball as much as I should, because I know many of you guys are baseball fans, but I think this is pretty remarkable, and I'm really excited. Unfortunately, I don't have an allegiance to either, but I do think it'd be cool if the Cubs win, you know, and I already stated my reasons for that. All right, children are at risk of brain changes after season one of youth football. This is pretty scary, as new research is focusing on children that found just a single season of youth football, which is only a few months, could put them at risk for measurable brain changes, even if they didn't have the clinical diagnosis of a concussion. Lead study author Christopher Whitlow, an associate professor and chief of neuroradiology at Wake Forest School of Medicine in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, said in a news release, most investigators believe that concussions are bad for the brain, but what about the hundreds of head impacts during a season of football that don't lead to a clinically diagnosed concussion? He says, we wanted to see if cumulative subconcussive head impacts have any effects on the developing brain. So the study was published today in the journal Radiology. Researchers focused on 25 male youth football players age 18 to 13 during one single season of play. They used head impact telemetry system to record head impact data and assess the frequency and severity of helmet impacts, according to the news release. None of the players involved in the study had shown signs or symptoms of a concussion throughout the season, and the study subjects were evaluated before and after the season with multimodal neuroimaging, like advanced MRIs, fancy stuff to look at the brain's white matter. All games and practices were video recorded and reviewed to confirm the accuracy of impacts recorded with the HITs, the head impact telemetry system. So they want to make sure the contraption didn't miss anything. Researchers look for changes in the white matter and fractional anisotropy, FA, which is the movement of water molecules in the brain and long after. along axons. And in healthy white matter, the direction of water movement is very uniform, and it measures high in FA. But random water movement and decreased FA value means there was probably some brain damage. The researchers found a significant relationship between the head impacts and the decreased FA in specific white matter tracts and tract terminals. So what they found was these young players who experienced more cumulative head impact, meaning over and over and over again, had more changes in the brain white matter. We're talking about kids here. These decreases in FA caught our attention, and they say similar changes in FA have been reported in the setting of mild traumatic brain injury. So according to the CDC, children age 4 and younger, adolescents age 15 to 19, and adults age 65 or older are the most likely to sustain a TBI, traumatic brain injury. Almost 500,000 emergency department visits for TBI each year involve kids between 0 and 14. We don't know what the negative long-term outcomes are, but what we do know is if they're developing, and we already see in these little young brains damage such as this, that's concerning. You know, my son doesn't play football anymore for a variety of reasons. But, you know, once he reached puberty, it went from, you know, mommy, 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 and, you know, him being very articulate to, huh, what, mom? I don't know, school, I like school, huh, what, huh, what, you talking to me, dude? And, you know, I'm like, okay, how the hell am I supposed to assess a concussion in that? And so, yeah, he plays lacrosse, but, you know, there's still head injury with that. And so I don't know if he's sustained. He says he's already had a couple concussions, and I wouldn't be surprised. You know, he doesn't seem to be, I mean, he's still very, very smart, and I just thought it was puberty. But, you know, when you kind of look at that, you know, that quickness that he had before, you get a little concerned. So, you know, we'll see. I just think it's just him. He just doesn't like to answer me. And every time I say, like, you know, can you clean your room, huh? What? You know, I'm like, really? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what are the top 10 most dangerous sports? Football, number one, then rugby, then ice hockey, then basketball, soccer, cheerleading, softball, baseball, lacrosse, and volleyball. Remember, cheerleading is becoming more and more of an issue. Now, that's by participant. By play occasion, the most dangerous is football, then comes basketball, ice hockey, cheerleading, soccer, softball, baseball, rugby, lacrosse, and then track and field. That comes from Sports and Fitness Industry Association. Here's the thing. We want our kids to excel in a sport. I am so pro sports. I think them learning how to, you know, be on a team, how to deal with a coach, how to exercise is imperative. But these injuries are pretty dangerous. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Today, Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so early voting has kicked off today. I guess a number of states and jurisdictions have kicked off early voting. Election Day is November 8th, which is kind of later than, you know, usually I just remember November 2nd, November 4th. So November 8th, still a long way off for those of us really sick of this election. But early voting began today in Alaska, Arkansas, Colorado, Massachusetts, Texas, Wisconsin, some parts of Florida. I thought also Nevada. Colorado, Florida, Wisconsin, and some of the battleground states are for grabs. CBS News Battleground Tracker has Wisconsin edging Democrat while it rates Colorado and Florida as toss-ups. All right, so obviously CBS and CNN and Fox and everybody is trying to gauge where this election is going on. The battleground states that have already started offering early voting were Arizona, Georgia, Iowa, Nevada, North Carolina, and Ohio. They say 36 states and Washington, D.C. offer some form of early voting where the rules make it convenient for voters to cast their ballots before Election Day without the requirement for an excuse to vote earlier. Early voting generally means that voters are able to vote at polling stations open for early voting, or they could pick up a ballot and then cast it in one place before the election. The percentage of votes cast in the early voting rounds could reach 40% this cycle. In 2012, it was 35%, while 16% of the votes cast in 2000 were cast early. I think a lot of us, I'm going to probably early vote. It's not like I'm going to change my mind. Preliminary data collected by the Associated Press at the end of September suggests that a surge in early voting is benefiting Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Look, those who want Hillary are going to vote Hillary. Those who want Donald are going to vote Donald. A CBS News poll released last week found that Clinton's lead over Trump had expanded to 9 percentage points. I saw on a poll today 12. However, I'm hearing that he is leading in many states depending on other polls. They say 47% of likely voters supporting leaning towards Clinton, 38% backing Trump. Not sure what the independent candidates, how well they are polling. So early voting, I am still very, very grateful for our ability to vote and our freedom, to be able to express what we want. Am I convinced that the voting system is completely foolproof, where we won't have people voting twice, where there won't be dead people voting, where we won't have, which is ridiculous. I mean, just saying that, where you have people that casted ballots who were dead? I don't know how, unfortunately, there's people so passionate about this that I wouldn't be surprised if they, even if the candidates aren't involved with the fraud, if people themselves aren't involved. You could very easily get a fake ID, now that there's all these movements towards it being politically incorrect to ask for identification at a voting booth. I still don't know how some precincts are going to do this. So it's a shame that, we don't have a very objective system. Now, Matthew from Henderson writes, I listened to your discussion on election stress, but what about depression? Now, Matthew writes, if Hillary wins, I don't know what I'll do. He says, the last 8 years with Obama has been horrible, and Hillary, with all her corruptness, he writes, will win the 2020 election, too. 16 years of this is too much to bear. What do you suggest? Maybe I'll... Okay, Nevada has marijuana on the ballot. He writes, maybe I'll vote yes on legalizing marijuana to get through this. I don't know if we talked about the depression of elections. And listen, guys, okay, I have not been very, very happy with the Obama administration at all. I thought the Affordable Care Act was one of the most ridiculous bills. It caused havoc to my patients. It caused havoc to my practice. It caused definite changes in our employment structure in our city. You have less full-time jobs, more part-time jobs available. Still many people, even if they have insurance, the deductible is so high that they're really not insured. They may have a piece of paper, but it doesn't mean they can actually actively go to the doctor or medical provider and get taken care of. So we think it's been a mess. Now with ISIS and all the other issues, so I have not been very pleased with the Obama administration. But before you guys start considering suicide or really getting into a depth of a depression, what you need to do before any election is be prepared for both outcomes. People sit there and they go, okay, I'm going to pray that Hillary wins. I'm going to pray that Trump wins. And if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be depressed. Okay. Yes, praying is great, and I think you should pray. But do you already have in your mind what a Clinton presidency would be like? And a very realistic picture, or a realistic picture of Trump being president. I know a lot of people think if Trump's going to be president, there's going to be nuclear war. Or if Hillary's going to be president, we're going to have ISIS all over the place. Let's put some emotion aside. And even though both of those could happen, I know a lot of you guys are nodding, saying either of those could happen. Let's just realistically look at what happens in January. Okay? Okay, will you still have your job in January? So we'll look at short term and look at long term. And so for you who has been very concerned about, you know, Obama being president the last 8 years, are you still alive? Are you still well? Are you still, you know, working? Are you still able to keep yourself afloat? It may be crappier than before Obama came into power, but it's not Armageddon yet, guys. And I don't want people so depressed, and we're already seeing that. As the media is fueling this, Trump's behind, maybe he is behind, all right? You see more and more people get depressed, and you see more and more people want to fight for this election, and maybe that's what needs to happen on the right, I don't know. But this already giving up, this already, I'm going to be depressed, I'm going to need medication, I'm going to go on pot. All right, whenever there's going to, this election anxiety, you have to sit down, and maybe you need a counselor to walk you through this. But you need to sit down and have a plan. If you think Hillary coming into office is going to hurt the economy, then what you need to do is be very well versed on what happens when an economy starts to go down with poor tax plans, etc. Or if Donald Trump is at the helm and his inexperience starts to screw up the economy. Whatever, okay? I mean, I'm trying to be as objective with this as possible. All right, what do you do if the economy... And remember, I've already been warning you guys that the economy is going to tank. It doesn't matter who's going to be president. The economy is going to tank. We've already talked about this numerous times. Robots, computers taking over jobs because it's a hell of a lot cheaper than health insurance and lawsuits and just overall wages. We're going to have a housing market glut, and we definitely are going to have a commercial real estate glut. I'm very nervous about Black Friday. I am very, very nervous because I think a lot of stores that are banking on people coming in to buy things for Christmas are not. They're going to go online and find the cheapest way to get something online. And unless these big commercial anchor stores of these huge strip malls can keep that rent going, they're going to close down. And we're already seeing a lot of strip mall skeletons and ghost towns around. So, we're already going to have an economy that's tanking. So what you need to do is already get your act together. I'm hearing a lot of people are planning on selling their house and going to rent an apartment. So they have at least some liquid. And so when the houses start to tank, they don't lose any more money in their house. And again, I don't want people to panic because that's how recessions happen. Once the word gets out, then everybody starts to sell and dump or whatever and not spend. But you need to already start educating yourself on what to do. You know, if we have an issue with our security, if we have an issue with ISIS coming in, And causing more and more, like they're already doing, causing more and more, attacks and homegrown terrorists. Okay, do you have a plan on, safety? Do you have a plan on how to? It's very difficult because obviously these things are very, very spontaneous. But I mean, our president is not going to save us and is not going to kill us. Okay? All right? They don't have that power. But they do have the power to screw up a lot of things. They do. So, you need to just be, so that when we get the election results, November 8th, okay, when we do get them, I don't want people committing suicide, okay? It's not going to be that bad. If we're still alive after an Obama presidency, we'll probably be alive through a Hillary presidency or a Trump presidency, okay? All right, but yes, there's going to be some changes. This is a very, very scary election. There's a lot that can happen, and I don't think either person is the most prepared and the best choice. So, and we have to vote for somebody that we don't have our heart behind. That's difficult. That's very, very difficult. And people saying they're voting for the lesser of two evils is not, I think, a way to go into an election. But you need to mentally be prepared, and you need to realize that the world's not going to end. Because you still have to survive come January 20th. You still have to. So just come up with certain plans. Do you want to move? Do you want to liquidate? What do you want to do? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So British scientists have made a breakthrough in the male contraceptive pill. For decades, researchers have been trying to produce an alternative to condoms and vasectomies, which men don't really like either. Okay? Not a lot of progress. But now, UK scientists have found the secret of making men temporarily infertile by switching off the sperm's ability to swim. They have made tiny designer compounds, quote they call it, which smuggle themselves into sperm and stop their tails from wiggling. If a sperm can't swim, there's no way it could fertilize a woman's egg, because remember, it has to travel through the vagina into the cervix, which is the opening, the bottom part of the uterus, up through the uterus, into the fallopian tube to meet the egg. It's got at least, I don't know, maybe a fifth of a foot to travel. I mean, it's a long distance. Okay, and in my case, 3 feet. Okay. Anyway, so they say here this breakthrough could be in the form of a fast-acting pill or a nasal spray that you could take hours or even minutes before sex. Researchers believe its effects would wear off within days, meaning he would again be fertile. So a lot of men are concerned about the permanence of it. So something like this is one of the best things I've heard of yet. By contrast, women are typically advised to stop taking the pill weeks or even months before trying to conceive. So something like this can happen quickly. Last night, if they want to, let's say, you know, if they want to wait until they're ready to have a baby, they use the birth control, and then all of a sudden she's like, yeah, you know what, let's do it. I just got a raise. You just got a raise. All right, let's do it. Boom. That he should be able to be fertile that night. They say family planning experts said a reversible male contraceptive pill could benefit millions of couples where the woman cannot take the pill for medical reasons, and it would save men from being trapped into having children they did not want. They said global sales of contraceptives can top billions per year, and this could be absolutely huge. Lead researcher Professor John Howe of Wolverhampton University described how effective their sperm-stopping agent had been in lab tests. That's easy. You just have a bunch of sperm running around the petri dish, and then you go spray, spray, and then you see what they do, and they probably sit there and go, I'm here. I'm not doing anything. Let's watch the game. So, yeah, in a few minutes, the sperm basically did not move. They took healthy sperm, added our compound. Now, many males are infertile, not because they don't have enough sperm. Many times they have the sperm, they just have low motility. So the Wolverhampton team plus the Portuguese researchers made this compound called a cell-penetrating peptide. This gets inside sperm and brings them to a standstill. It's a totally unique approach. And also remember, men produce new sperm all the time. So even if they thought that this could have long-term damaging effects on that particular sperm, that sperm dies off and new sperm is made. I think every few weeks. I need to double-check the sperm cycle. So, they say peptides are short chains of amino acids that can influence how human cells work. They occur naturally, but biochemists can make synthetic versions. And these are cell-penetrating peptides because they got to smuggle themselves into the sperm cells, kind of like a Trojan horse. These sperm cells, I've never really, you know, talked to a sperm cell, so I really don't know exactly how they would respond. But when you say, look, can I hitch a ride, or can I get, you know, sperm, all sperm knows how to do is to get in. It doesn't know how to let something else in, you know, as opposed to ovaries and eggs. You know, they're expecting, you know, there to be something always trying to get in. And that's just how we're, I mean, that, you know, ever since we're born, we're like, okay, something's trying to get in. So these sperms, my guess is sperm cells are very, recalcitrant and very stubborn. So I'm sure sperm is stubborn. I mean, I'm sure it never will use a map. I'm sure it won't want to see your mother. I'm sure the sperm is, you know. Anyway, so the researcher joined forces with IVF experts at Aveiro University in Portugal. They had identified the crucial protein responsible for putting the wiggle into sperm tails. Yay, the wiggles. The two universities created a bespoke peptide. I don't know what the hell bespoke is, but this is British, so let's just pretend we know. And that turns the protein off. They tested the approach of the petri dish on bovine and human sperm with similarly impressive results. The bovine sperm mooed, moo, and the human sperm was like, wah! Anyway, they're soon going to publish their results. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get through this. They're making this article boring. This is hard. I don't want to fall asleep in the middle of the article. So they got grants. How long will it be on the market? I don't know. Let me see here. Okay, how would... okay, good. That's about it. Okay, so no more news on that. So, if this does... Now, they've been talking about male birth control for years. They've been talking about new things, and then all of a sudden you don't hear anything anymore. It's because if the FDA doesn't like it, or if it doesn't pass certain in vivo tests... In vitro is in a petri dish. In vivo is within a human, with a living organism. If the in vivo tests don't seem to pan out, then it won't work. My only problem is, if I was the guy, how would I know this is working 100%? You know, what if you have sperm that develop resistance? So I would still double cover. You know, I don't know. And if I was the lady who doesn't want to get pregnant of the partner who used the spray, I would still be very, very reluctant. 1-877, but it's cool nonetheless. Very cool. If they could show 100% efficacy, that's a problem. They're setting them up themselves up for failure if they can't prove 100% efficacy, or if the testes shoots out another, you know, troop of sperm that haven't been affected by the spray. You know, that's why, I mean, I see that it's going to have to be done, like, immediately when they use it. Okay, hotel workers are revealing their shocking secrets. And this, I hate reading these, but you need to know about it. I cannot go into a hotel room now without thinking of all the things I've read. And apparently, many people that work in hotels talk about dead bodies, suicides, overdoses. And they say many sheets are often changed, but your bed blankets very seldom are clean. They're usually reused. We talked about the glasses not being washed. Many times the glasses are just rinsed with hand soap. Towels are Febrezed. I remember going into a bathroom going, there is no way this towel is clean. No way. And it's a shame, because even the fancier hotels could, unfortunately, I mean, you know, you make a bed look good and the place smells good, the housekeeping supervisor could say, oh yeah, this is fine. And it's our fault, guys. We're not tipping housekeepers like we used to. We used to always tip housekeepers, and we don't do that anymore. So dead bodies, unfortunately, were a surprisingly common discovery. Hotels usually don't bring this up. You know, you really don't usually see that this hotel had a dead body, because then nobody wants to be in that room. There was a hotel with jacuzzi suites, and a woman had too much to drink, slipped into her jacuzzi. And, okay, the person said they boiled to death. I don't think they boiled to death. I think she just passed out and drowned. So, unfortunately, they're talking about in Las Vegas hotels. There's been some overdoses there as well. And these are things we just don't want to know. There was a horrible story from one at a five-star hotel chain in Mexico City. A nice elderly couple checked in one evening. I guess they had OD'd together, committed suicide after they had ranked up this huge big bill in the restaurant, the wine, etc. They said charge it to the room, and then they, on their suicide note, they left a note thanking the staff for the good service and apologized to the cleaning lady to having cleaned up the mess, saying they wanted to save their family from the pain of finding them and cleaning up. So I, you know, wow. Okay, so what does that mean for you? Don't use the glasses. Bring your own cups. That's what I would say. I bring my own pillows. You got to watch for bed bugs. Okay? Bed bugs can very easily hide. And, you know, watch the reviews sometimes. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us share a room with our kids. Okay, we got a little bassinet when they're born, when they're babies, okay? Get a little bassinet, and the baby, you know, my kids, they grab that bassinet fast. They want to be in mama's bed because I was breastfeeding them. They were, all right, so you can be in mama's bed. And I had to be very, very careful not to roll over onto them, which is very, very dangerous and can also cause sudden infant death syndrome. Well, now we're being told that for the first 6 months of their lives, infants should be in the same room as their parents, but not their same bed. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Academy recommends children sleep on separate surfaces within the same room, such as a crib, but never on a soft surface, an armchair, or a couch. Optimally, infants should sleep in the same room as parents up to age one. So you could, the problem is I'm such a sound sleeper now that, I probably couldn't tell if, God forbid, the kid was having an issue. But back then, yeah, I could wake up at anything. The aim is to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome known as SIDS and other forms of infant death that could occur when a baby is sleeping, such as suffocation. These types of death among infants are collectively known as sleep-related infant deaths or sudden unexpected infant deaths. The whole phenomenon of SIDS, they says, implies that we don't know 100% what is responsible for the death, but we have theories, according to Dr. Laura Feldman-Winter, member of the Task Force on SIDS. These theories include that a baby's brain may not be developed enough to regulate respiration combined with an environment such as soft furnishings that aid asphyxia, which is lack of breathing, or nasal obstruction, and simply that certain infants may just be more vulnerable due to genetics or physical traits. The AAP report launched during the AAP National Conference in San Francisco this week states that evidence shows parents sharing a room with their infant can reduce the risk of SIDS by as much as 50%. I'll tell you guys, I have something to say on this in a second. They say a baby that is within reach of their mother may have more comfort or physical stimulation from being in an environment with another person. They say it has been shown to reduce the risk of SIDS by 70%, as well as breastfeeding helps as well. Now, how common is SIDS? There's an estimated 3,500 deaths from SIDS and other sleep-related deaths in the United States each year. 3,500 babies are dying each year. 44% of these are caused by sudden infant death, with 25% accidental strangulation or suffocation, and the rest unknown. Did we ever have this in our lifetime where thousands of babies that are born healthy die each year? I mean, is that the way it was back in the 50s and in the 40s and the 30s and the 1800s? I mean, would your healthy baby just die in its crib? This is very, very odd to me. And it's too many. That is too many. SIDS is defined as deaths that occur during a baby's first year of life, but they most commonly occur between age 1 month to 4 months. 90% of SIDS cases happen before a baby is 6 months old. They say babies should share that sleep environment for up to 1 year because there is a slight risk of SIDS that persists. Increased awareness of SIDS due to safe sleep campaigns, obviously since the 1990s, led to a decline in their number that decade. But the rates have plateaued. We want to make sure that we continue the decrease. So there's this emphasis on room sharing, but not bed sharing. So you need to be very, very careful. They don't know why the risk is lowered. So, you can't let them sleep with you, okay? That, for some reason. They say you got to remember to put the baby on their back, place them on a firm sleeping surface with a tight-fitting sheet. Avoid the use of soft bedding inside a crib, like pillows and blankets. There should be no pillows, sheets, blankets, or other items and that could obstruct the infant's breathing or cause overheating. Avoiding soft surfaces extends to never placing a baby on a sofa, couch, or cushioned chair to sleep. We know these surfaces are extremely hazardous. And breastfeeding appears to reduce the risk of SIDS by 70%. Maybe it's because many, breastfeeding parents have the baby in the room. It could be that, too. And you got to make sure you don't fall asleep with the baby on the armchair or that the baby doesn't fall off the armchair when you fall asleep. They say the most hazardous environment is an armchair. So feed baby in bed and then place him on a separate sleep surface. You got to be careful not to fall asleep. I do. I always fall asleep with the baby while breastfeeding. We know that the parents may be overwhelmed with bringing a new baby to the home. We want to provide them a clear and simple guidance on how and where to put their infant to sleep. Okay, so this is what I want to talk about. And I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Why do we have SIDS now? I know it's been around, for a while, but How in this day and age do we have supposedly healthy babies just die in their sleep? This is frightening. What are we doing today that is different from the past? What? Now, on one end, one thing that's very, very different from the olden days is we don't have grandma and all the family around. Okay? You know, you used to have multiple people in the house. So rather than you being a single mom alone in an apartment, okay, you know, many times you had, you know, dad or mother-in-law or grandma or sisters or whatever. So there would be more of a family support in the living arrangement, you know, and maybe in the olden days you didn't have a lot of extra blankets and pillows, etc. But I mean, babies always had, you know, areas to sleep in. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, you know, if you wanted your baby to fall asleep, you made sure something was comfortable. So I don't want to say pillows and blankets are the only thing new. Could it be, and again, this isn't anything that's scientific, but I'm just trying to figure out why are we having 3,500 babies at least die each year when this is 2016? Why? What are we doing different these days? When SIDS started to be a really big issue a few decades ago, what was the big difference? Now, could it have been more bottle fed versus breastfed? They talk about how bottle-fed babies do better. I don't know. I don't know if I want to blame formula. Formula's been around since the 60s, 70s. You know, yes, maybe it was used more widely in the 80s and 90s, etc. We do see less breastfeeding. But I don't know if I want to blame baby formula. What if baby formula could cause that? That doesn't make a lot of sense, unless maybe there's something protective with breast milk. Another thing we're doing differently are the vaccines. We have a lot more vaccines, probably double than what we used to, which is why originally in the 90s there was a big theory that the vaccines that were given when the baby was first born, then 1 month for hepatitis, and then 2, 4, and 6 could possibly have something to do with it. That would be fairly easy to study, which is why I don't think that's the cause. But if anybody thought that maybe it was vaccines that led to that, you basically look at, and you would have to retrospectively do that, where you look at, God forbid, the day of death, and how, and if there was any correlation with when they received their vaccines. And if there was a very short window between vaccines, and, you know, then somebody could study that. Again, I don't think that's the case. We know vaccines save babies. But it's, again, we're just trying to figure out what is happening nowadays that's different. Probably less family support. Maybe the chemicals that babies are around. Maybe we're doing, you know, I remember when, you know, we had a baby shower, all sorts of plastic stuff these days. You know, we don't feed babies with glass bottles. Everything's plastic. Plastic bath. You know, rather than just sticking the baby in the tub under the faucet really quick or using a wet rag, now you have these plastic baby baths. Maybe there's something with the plastics. We don't know. They're now actually saying using vegetable oil, and some of these baby oils may give the baby eczema when you give baby a massage with that. So, this is concerning. I mean, if nowadays we can't put our baby in a crib without worrying that they're unfortunately not going to make it through the night, what are we doing differently with our babies that we didn't do? Unless thousands of babies did die every year in their crib. It's just, I would think mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers would have scared the hell out of us in the 70s and 80s. You know, if that was a very common scare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.